Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
According to the website 538.com, Representative Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 90% of the time.
David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican, leads Democratic challenger Antonio Delgado by 5 points among likely voters, according to a Siena Research Institute poll released late August 30th. The lead is within the 4.8% margin of error. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg said the 5-point lead shows Faso has, and I quote, a real race on his hands, end quote. The poll did not factor in Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield. 45% of those favored Faso, 40% like Delgado, while the remaining 24% are still neutral. Nearly half of the voters polled have no opinion about Delgado, but his favorable rating is 12 percentage points higher than his unfavorable rating. While Democrats have largely made a decision about the race, 14% of Republicans say they have not. Faso leads among independent voters and men, but Delgado has a large lead among women. Delgado's strength is in Dutchess and Ulster counties, where the poll results indicate he has a lead with 49%. Read the full story in the Times Union. The River Reporter writes about the candidate forum August 29th in Calicoon with incumbent Republican Congressperson John Faso and Democrat challenger Antonio Delgado. Sponsored by the New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund, the Friends of the Upper Delaware River, the Coalition of the Delaware River Watershed, and the Delaware Highlands Conservancy, the forum focused on the environment. Faso bragged about helping to obtain funding for the Upper Delaware Council and aiding in efforts to get $5 million in funding this year for the Delaware River Conservation Act. Delgado spoke about the need for alternative energy in the district. Discussion of the farm bill, though, highlighted the differences between the candidates. Faso said, and I quote, most of the issues have to do with SNAP and enhanced work rules for SNAP, end quote, which Faso supported and which will lower the number of people eligible for food stamps. He added, and I quote, but leaving that aside, I do think we're going to compromise on that and some of these issues are going to get compromised out, end quote. Delgado called the cuts in food stamps, and I quote, cruel, end quote. He said, and I quote, with all of the hunger and the pain that people are feeling out there right now, the food deserts that people have to endure, why are we going about figuring out how to make it more difficult to eat for those people? I don't get it, end quote. Read the full story in The River Reporter. Salvador Rizzo in the Washington Post fact-checks the Congressional Leadership Fund's new attack ad against Rhinebeck-based Democrat Antonio Delgado, who is running for the U.S. House seat now held by John Faso, a Republican who lives in Kinderhook. The Washington Post gives the ad 4 Pinocchios and says it is largely false. The ad does not focus on Delgado's positions on issues. Instead, it is all about Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album. It claims the lyric, "Dead presidents can't represent me," have Delgado attacking our democracy and mocking our values, when actually dead presidents is rap slang for money. Read the full story in the Washington Post. The 538.com website updated their election forecast for the U.S. House votes this fall on September 3rd, and they are still predicting the narrowest of victories by Democrat Antonio Delgado over incumbent John Faso, 48.1% to 47.9%. The election analyst did adjust the results from a Siena College poll released last week that showed Faso had a 5-point advantage over Delgado. The website says the poll is more like a 1.2% advantage for Faso, and I quote, based on shifts in the generic congressional ballot since the poll was conducted, and polls are adjusted for House effects, the tendency for a firm's polls to lean toward Democrats or Republicans, end quote. Previously, an IMGE Insights poll gave Faso a 5-point lead, which the website adjusts to a 3.6% lead, and a DCCC targeted team poll gave Delgado a 7-point lead, which the website adjusts to a 3.1% advantage. See the 538.com website for complete details. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that after a House Republican PAC has been running anti-Antonio Delgado ads for weeks, now the House Democrats PAC is placing ads against Faso in the New York 19th congressional election. The House Majority Political Action Committee is spending more than $800,000 on advertisements attacking the freshman Republican for taking campaign contributions from the insurance industry and then voting for tax breaks for insurance companies. Republicans have been running ads critiquing Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album he released under the name A.D. The Voice. The Democrats' 30-second attack ad begins airing at the unofficial start of the campaign, the day after Labor Day, while a one-minute pro-Delgado ad started airing last week. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Nick Grassman at New York State of Politics reports that former Vice President Joe Biden endorsed Democrat Antonio Delgado in the 19th congressional election against incumbent Republican John Faso on September the 4th. I am proud to endorse Antonio Delgado for Congress in New York's 19th congressional district. The people of upstate New York deserve an engaged representative with local working class roots who understands their concerns and provides a positive vision for a better future. Antonio has consistently championed the right to universal quality, affordable health care for everyone. Antonio will continue to fight for the rights of everyone in his district by putting in the hard work and being accountable, end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics.